And the time is 8:55 here on Illinois Public Media. It's time for a look at the commodity markets. I'll say good morning to Danny Poff with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on this kind of abbreviated trade week. We had the markets closed yesterday, of course, with the 4th of July holiday, and then an overnight trade was closed as well. So we had a sharp open here this morning and mostly positive, really. September corn up 5.5 cents at 4.11. August soybeans up a penny at 11.58¾. And September wheat, the leader here this morning, up 14 cents at 5.88. Looking at outside markets, August WTI oil down 4 cents at 83.84. Equities, Dow Jones last check, really quiet, up 15 points at 39,323. I suspect many traders are on vacation mode or, you know, semi-vacation mode here today with the holiday falling on the Thursday. Many folks are making it a four-day weekend here. So looking ahead at the weather here, we've largely been experiencing, I would say, non-threatening U.S. weather as a whole. There's some bad luck pockets of too dry in the east and too wet in the west as the theme. But overall, pretty non-threatening U.S. weather. Pretty amazing weather here locally for pollination here, I'd say, with some much-needed rain and just reprieve from any type of heat. In the last 72 hours, beneficial rains have fallen in parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and like I said, Illinois. Some definitely too much rains in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin and in parts of Missouri too, up to 8 inches of the rain the last 72 hours. And it's kind of interesting, several of these metropolitan areas with excess rain, Omaha, Lincoln, Des Moines, Iowa, Kansas City, also Columbia, Missouri, and St. Louis. So there's some flooding issues, in fact, this year, and the U.S. river system is trying to move that away and get it down to the Gulf, and flood stages in St. Louis are forecasted to reach 35 feet by Sunday, and once we get to 40 feet, that's considered major flooding stage, and it's going to start affecting barge loading, is not what we want to hear due to some poor exports, especially on the books for new crop, but I don't think the flooding will last long if the forecast holds up. You'd rather have this than too dry of river levels. Soybean futures have largely, in my view, hung in there following the Friday, June 28th report. We were up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and hopefully we can settle that here today on Friday. And in corn, as negative as everything has been, everyone knows it. It's a well-traveled story. December corn's been stuck around 420 futures for the last four sessions, and right now it's 424.